Hey guys, welcome to our first podcast. It's Paige
and Jennifer, and today we're going to be talking about the Indus Valley and whether it was great or not.
So naturally, Paige feels like the Nile was better,
and I feel Indus Valley is better.
So why do you feel that the Indus Valley is better?
Because they had very complicated, you know, writing systems. So, you know, they were more advanced, and they had their own little form of communication. Why do you think the Nile was better?
They were also advanced, but at the same time, they also had a less expensive trade, which means that the Indus didn't really get much trade considering the over-expensive price.
Well, Indus Valley, it was more complex, and they were more favorable to women. They admired women. And, you know, what they stood for. And they also had large grain areas, even though they had limited information. And they had centralized control.
Since we're talking about women, the Nile had probably the highest status for women in the Mesopotamia.
Well, Indus Valley kept it equal, so that it's not more power to the women or more power to the men.
But you just said that it was more power to the women.
I said they're more favored, as in...
Exactly, they're more favored.
They're more favored rather than the others.
Others, as in the other gender, as in men?
No, as in the other valleys, river valleys.
No, no.
So what does the Nile have that's so much better than...
We have more medical knowledge, considering if one of our citizens were to get injured, guess what? We got the knowledge to fix it.
Why was it great?
Well, in this valley, we got pottery making, we got weapons so we can protect ourselves from, you know, Mesopotamia and, you know, the Nile people.
The Nile people.
The Nile people. Even though we both got polytheism, ours is better. And we have two cities called Harappa and Mohenjo-Dara.
Mohenjo-Dara is actually one of the biggest war states. That's why you guys got weapons, to try to protect yourself, because it felt y'all was bringing war upon yourself.
But we're effective because we have a larger storage room, so we're prepared. We have ammunition and we have food stored just in case.
Just in case, you wouldn't have to worry about getting food if you wouldn't bring war.
Now, what if you were attacked and you weren't prepared? Then you're dead.
And what if you're not prepared because you're always bringing war? You're also dead.
No, because we're ready for it.
Jennifer, I will beat you.
So that concludes our Was Indus Valley Great or Not? That was a very fun little dispute between Paige and Jennifer. See you again next time.